in studio now talking, and I can't hear because I have these headphones on, is Maureen Schulman. What were you saying? You don't have to wear those.
Oh.
You don't have to wear those.
They were calling
Mark and Maureen Schulman, friends of mine for decades now, run Eli's Cheesecake.
Yes, we do.
Thank you. What a great guest. You've been on before. Okay, your name is Maureen, right? You're Maureen. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Mark is taking pictures now. Before we get into, and you were wonderful backers of an organization called the Happiness Club.
Yes.
Which is having a benefit on July 14th at Park West. I may have forgotten, Maureen, how did you two initially get involved in the Happiness Club?
Well, we have three daughters who really liked performing, and they went to a Park District drama camp when they were, you know, this is like a long time ago, 25 years ago.
Wow.
And
just about the time the Happiness Club started,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that camp, every Friday, had groups come to perform. One of the groups was the Happiness Club. At the end of the show, they said, oh, if you want to audition and you want to be in the club, here's what you do. So they auditioned and they got in. And
wow.
That was it.
And who was running the Happiness Club at the time?
At that time, it was the founder. Her name is Gigi Faraci Harris. And she ran it for a good long time while we were in. Then she became ill. And then now Tangie Harper, a fabulous choreographer and our artistic director, runs the club.
She's been on the show with us before.
Yes, and I think she's ready to get on the phone as well.
Well, we'll give somebody her phone number and then we'll get her on the show.
Great.
But what did the girls get out of? The Happiness Club is sort of geared to people who live in underserved in neighborhoods that are underserved by the arts.
Correct. And I think the good thing about the Happiness Club is that all children are welcome from all different areas of the city. So, yes, if you're from an area that doesn't have much access to the arts, it's great because not only are you learning singing, dancing, rapping, you're also going to a lot of things. You're performing, but like Broadway in Chicago is a partner with us. Every time there's a play appropriate for kids, they give them tickets. They get to see things. They travel and do performances. They performed at the White House a bunch of times under the Obama administration. They do things they'd never normally do. Now, the fact that it is available to all kids is great because, like, you would meet people and become friends with people you'd never have an opportunity
exactly.
to meet.
That's the other thing. For your daughters who, you know, live up here, around here, it's a chance to meet. Someone has told me the same thing about youth basketball, that same kind of thing where you may live in Glencoe, but you may be going to play in a youth basketball team on the west side of Chicago. It's a life-broadening experience to be in this.
Right. So I think the point is, at a pretty young age, hopefully you discover that you're more alike than you are different from a lot of people.
How many people are in the Happiness Club, roughly?
Roughly about, you know, we range between like 30 to 35.
And what ages?
Right now, it's like 10 to 21, although we have taken younger kids. It sort of depends on their attention span.
And what I'm assuming that it's, you know, without the incredible resources one would need to start recruiting and advertising, I'm sure the Happiness Club does not have that, that it's outreach when they are performing places. That's probably how they attract people who come up and say, literally,
exactly.
Little kids come up and say, how can I be in this?
100%. That happens, and we pass out the information. We have auditions like twice a year. If someone really wants to start right away, they just come to rehearsal and, you know, see how it goes. And also, a lot of siblings of members. Friends of members, siblings of members.
Of course, yeah.
So, yeah, so we have like families.
Wow. What did it do for your girls, who are all now fine, accomplished young women?
Well, I think it certainly increased their communication skills. I mean, they were pretty young and, you know, all of a sudden you're speaking to big crowds. You have a mic in your face. I mean, so they're pretty good at communicating. So that was that.
Just like you and Mark. So, yeah, you get that from their parents.
Yeah, I think it instills a really great work ethic. It starts kids thinking about volunteerism. Which is really important, and I think that they've carried it on throughout their life.
Yeah, wow. You two, you and your husband Mark, have been involved almost from the start. Were the girls like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 when they first got involved, or younger? They couldn't be younger.
12, 10, and 6.
Wow. How are they involved now at all, if at all?
I think that now, well, they certainly help me with the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, send invitations to all their friends, help me with the auction. Alana helps me a lot with how the actual show's going to go, because she's a former video producer, so she's got a good sense of what to do. And she sings in the alumni number, so that's cool.
How many shows do they do a year, roughly?
Oh, probably like 40, 50.
Really?
Yeah, a lot in the summer, like multiple shows in the summer in a day.
Where, for instance?
Oh, let's see.
I'm Navy looking, Pier?
Yeah, I'm looking at your screen.
Yeah. Right here. It's all on the screen. Navy Pier,
I mean,
that place.
A lot of special events, Navy Pier, festivals, neighborhood festivals, schools. Really excited about going back to the kids' part of Lollapalooza, Kids of Palooza. They're doing that. They performed for the Democratic National Committee for their 100 Day Out celebration.
Wow.
So a lot
What's the nature of the performance? Is it music and dancing? Is it?
Yeah, it's a really high energy musical show with hip hop theme. So there's hip hop dancing, there's rapping, they're singing. It's performed with live vocals all the time. And I think the good thing about the show is it's really kid-driven. The kids write the material based on things they think are important or things that happen to them.
How has that changed over the years? The world, to my mind, has gotten a little tougher over the last 20 years. I mean, the urban environment. I'm sure there has always been in the Happiness Club a sense of hopefulness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think the makeup of the group has changed over the years, which that kind of, I think that the kids that started out in the group were in pretty dire circumstances, like a lot of kids from Cabrini Green.
Oh, right, when public, whole thing started when public housing was still all over Chicago.
Right. So those were kids that were really struggling in so many ways. Like, you know, tons of people living in one little house. A lot of things. So I would say that the writings that came from those kids were more like my best friend got shot in the on the corner.
Right.
And, you know, you know, more like that. And now I think the kids, although they come from, you know, they do come from some tough areas.
Oh, sure.
But they're writing more about maybe achieving goals, maybe not letting their circumstance predict what their life's going to be like.
Do you find that the current edition of the Happiness Club is a more hopeful kind of performance? It sounds always upbeat, even 20 years ago. But what I hear you say is that it's a more kind of hopeful.
Well, I think so, and I think also some of it feeds off how Tangi runs the club.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tangi's a super positive, really hopeful person that is not only artistically incredibly talented, but she almost ministers to these kids.
Like, how did she get involved? We'll get her on the phone after the news at the top of the hour. How did she get involved in this whole thing?
She just came on as the choreographer, really. Huh. Like, we were, the previous choreographer left, and then we needed a choreographer, and she was great. And then at that time, Sasha Gerritsen, who's a really accomplished person in the arts, was the director. And then when she left, it was just a natural progression for Tangi to become the artistic director.
Wow. Now, do the kids get paid to do this?
No. The kids don't get paid to do this.
Do they get free cheesecake?
Yes. They get free cheesecake.
Good.
They don't pay to be in the group. So they're really getting, like, an amazing education in the performing arts.
Sure.
For free.
Sure.
Year-round.
Uh-huh.
They get all their, you know, costumes for free, their travels for free.
How often do they meet? You say they do some 40 performances a year. I mean, is there a rehearsal schedule?
Yeah. We normally rehearse every Sunday at the Harold Washington Cultural Center on the South Side. If we have, like right now, our benefit's coming up, so we'll have many more rehearsals in the next 2 weeks. If there's shows on Sunday, we don't rehearse then, and then we make it up other days.
Sure.
But most of the time, it's on Sunday.
How many people work for the organization itself? This seems like it would take, you know, Tanji can't be calling all the kids and saying, hey, be here. Is there an administrative group, or is that you?
Well, let me say this. There's no red tape here. So if you want to give money to the Happiness Club, it is going right to the kids. So what Tangi has, this is actually very nice. Tangi has, we have a musical director, Miles Kaminsky, and he's fantastic. So he would be like a salaried person. But a lot of the support that we have, which is an assistant choreographer, Tangi's assistant, are all Happiness Club alums.
Wow.
So yes, they do get paid, but it's really great because they're performing teachers. So they perform in their real life, and they also come in and help her and teach.
That's fantastic. We're going to get Tangi Harper on the phone after the news, and then we're going to talk to Mark, who's also part of this. It's not all you, right?
It's not.
Well, you tell me. You tell me, honey. You tell me. And we're going to talk about, you have some kind of new cheesecake, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do, for National Cheesecake Day.
When is National Cheesecake Day? You could have fooled me. I didn't know that.
It's Tuesday, July 30th.
It is?
Yeah.
Who made National Cheesecake Day? You guys?
I don't think we made it. Did Eli make that up, Mark?
Probably.
Yes, probably. All right.
Right.
We'll be back and talk about that, too, but please stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes. Welcome back. I'm sitting here with my pal, Maureen Shulman. She has given you a pretty good look at what the Happiness Club is. She's been involved for a couple of decades now. We're the three children of she and Mark Shulman. On the phone, we have my old friend, who's usually in here when we do the Happiness Club thing. Tangi Harper, how are you?
I'm great, Rick. How you doing?
I'm good. I miss seeing you. We've been talking about, I don't know if you've been listening, but we've been talking about the benefit that the Happiness Club can have for the, not just for the audiences, which get a huge kick out of the talents of the people, but of the young people themselves. Tangi, you must see it. You obviously see it on a very intense daily basis. It must be so empowering for some of the children, isn't it?
It is. Especially for the kids, and we've got a range. We've got a myriad of kids that some have heavy parent involvement, and we've got some that, quite honestly, I'm not even going to joke around with you, I've got kids that have been involved with the group for 5, 6, 7, even 10 years, and sometimes the parent involvement is not the same.
Sure.
And today, I definitely had to give props to my parents who are consistent, that come, and they help, and they either carpool with kids who aren't theirs. They help with, you know, everything from a kid being hungry and needing lunch to, you know, taking them back and forth to shows. And so there's a core group of parents that I have, and it's generational, depending on, like, how long a kid has been in the group, that
sure.
are very consistent and super supportive. And the difference that I see in the kids that, like, have that sort of parent support to the kids that are in the group that don't necessarily have it, but they find it within the parents that have become like their second mom or their aunt or like somebody else that they see as family is tremendous, and it makes a huge difference in every kid that we work with. So it makes a huge difference, like especially the amount of adults that give back to these young people and tell them that they see how hard they're working to be positive, how hard they're working to be in safe spaces and do a good job. Like the adults that give back to these young people makes these young people grow into the adults that they want to be, that they want to see more.
Wow. That's inspiring. That's inspiring. What is the breakdown, Maureen, you might answer this too. What's the breakdown male to female in the group?
Ooh. Maureen, you want me to do it? I got it right now.
A lot more girls.
Yeah. And typically that can happen when dance is prominent or
sure,
when it's the arts,
sure.
Because we have such a unfortunate breakdown in young men that may believe that they're sexuality or their gender is tied to whether or not they dance or sing or perform some sort of an art form. And so in the Happiness Club, we try to show them with the male presence that it does not matter, that you can be a man that can sing and a man that can act and a man that can dance, and that there's nothing wrong with it. So the best part about it is right now in the group, there are about 5 young men that are participating in relation to probably the 20 girls that are in the group.
Uh-huh.
But our staff is men that were in the group, my son being one of them, Troy being another, JC as the choreographer, Miles as the music director. We are showing them really strong male presence that attracts more young men into the group. So as long as I keep these strong, cool guys around me, I'm going to always find more guys that want to be a part of the Happiness Club. Plus, it doesn't hurt that all the girls are super cute.
Tanji Harper, how did you first get involved in the Happiness Club?
So 24 years ago,
wow!
I was teaching at a dance studio on Wabash Avenue, and there was a young girl named Lauren Sickenberger who was taking my class, and she came up to me and said she was auditioning to be in a group called the Happiness Club, and would I help her with her audition dance? And so I helped her create a dance. She auditioned, and she got into the group. And a year later, she came up to me and she was squealing like, oh my God, the group is looking for a choreographer. And I told them about you, and I told them that you were the one that helped me with my piece to get in. And so I went to a visit day and I met the group and the kids, and they asked me to get up and sort of learn some of the movement, and I did. And after that sort of rehearsal practice, I was offered the position as the choreographer, and I took it because I've never seen anything like this except on my television when I was watching Kids Incorporated or like the Mickey Mouse Club. That was the closest thing that I could associate it to, was like a kid rock concert. But every nationality, a group full of like 30 to 40 kids, they looked like they all loved each other. They were dancing and they were singing. And I was like, wow, like this is something that I can invest my time in. And I was given the opportunity to do so. And then choreographing, that was a thing for probably about 5 or 6 years, and then I started being trained as the artistic director and how to like run the entire group.
Wow.
And then I took over in 2007, and I've been running it ever since.
Maureen Shulman, tell me about Tanji Harper from your perspective. I mean, you know, I've met her enough times to greatly admire her. You've watched her throughout this whole thing, haven't you?
Yeah, I think that Tanji's strong suit, aside from an incredible talent, is that she really can relate to the kids, because she has great parents, but she is one of the kids in many ways. She grew up on the South Side. She was exposed to many of the same things that these kids are exposed to.
Yep.
So she's very authentic. She's not like, oh, this is what I think it would be like for you. She knows what it's like for them. And so I think that really helps her relate to the kids. And I think that their relationship is so strong, and she's such a positive influence, that it's made the group much, much better.
Well, that should make you happy, Tanji, because I agree.
Yeah, because that's one of my favorite people right there, the amount of things that I've learned.
I miss seeing
Maureen
you.
Alone.
Next time we do this, I want you to come in the studio, because I miss seeing you. The Happiness Club will be performing. Their benefit is July 14th at Park West, and you can get all sorts of information about the benefit, but also about the group itself, by going to happinessclub.com or reading your Chicago Tribune a week from this Tuesday. Okay, everybody? Tanji, great to talk to you. And I can't see it. It's a Sunday night. I can't go to the benefit. Isn't that a Sunday night?
Well, what time do you wrap up?
You never know at this station. Take good care and have a great benefit. And I'm going to talk to Mark and Maureen about the history of cheesecake after this short little break. I love it too. Take care.
Thank you so much, Rick.
You bet. Welcome back. We are now opening a cheesecake. People are going to eat it. It is the first. What is this, Maureen and Mark Schulman?
It is the cheesecake we are going to debut for National Cheesecake Day, Tuesday, July 30th.
Well, how long has there been a National Cheesecake Day? Like for hundreds of years? I doubt it.
At least 15. I know Dick Durbin took our cheesecake to Congress one year, and it was great. So, hey, it's a wonderful holiday. We have great features, both with restaurant customers and supermarkets. So, it's a big deal for our family.
Okay, so we have this collaboration with J.P. Graziano, and it's a cannoli cheesecake based on their fabulous cannoli recipe.
We also have on the telephone, we will have on the telephone one of your biggest fans in Candace Jordan. What do you think she's going to think of this cheesecake? I'll even go deliver a piece to her after the show is over.
You will? She's going to love it. It's fantastic. It's ricotta and mascarpone cheese in our cheesecake.
Whose idea was it to collaborate with this J.P. Graziano?
Alana Schulman and Jim Graziano, the third and fourth generations of their respective companies.
There was no notion to do an Italian beef cheesecake? No?
No.
We're big fans of their sandwiches. They do great things. They're from our neighborhood, although, you know, the store's on Randolph. And it's just been a lot of fun. I think Alana had the friendship with Jim, and it's just been great putting it together. We've enjoyed the sandwiches, the cannoli, and now this cheesecake.
Well, we are going to get Candace Jordan on the phone somehow because she is going to tell us. Candace, call here. What are you doing? Call here. I will find you. Talk to me more about the cheesecake business. I mean, summer's a big time for
you
guys.
We just did a great cheesecake. You know, Candace just had an anniversary for her publication, so we just did a cake. Maureen brought it just a few weeks ago. This summer is really great for us, just as it is for the Happiness Club, that a lot of events were really excited that Eli's Cheesecake will be the 20th birthday cake for Millennium Park just in a few weeks on Saturday, July 20th. And then, so that's going to be open to the public.
We're doing a big cake. We're going to serve it to the public and then serve some other slices because we know it's going to be really crowded, and that cake is going to have a Chicago bean on it, and that bean is going to be, and the cake's going to be right in front of the real bean. So it might be like life imitates cake.
And, you know, we have events, when we're celebrating National Cheesecake Day on Tuesday, July 30th, we'll be passing out cheesecake around Chicago.
Where? Like, what do you mean?
Well, it's our great day. Now, one place we have to go is Seneca Park and the Eli Schulman Playground, because as you well know, by Rick, you wrote the plaque for my dad. We love going there. We bring cakes for the staff at Lurie Children's Hospital, staff at Prentice Women's Hospital, and then pass out slices. I know we'll be at the History Museum, we'll be at J.P. Graziano's, and a few other sites. And we'll have a lot of activities over that weekend leading up to that, sort of getting ready for that big holiday.
Well, as you know, nobody in this town covers events in the way that the tireless, inexhaustible Candace Jordan does. Candace, how are you? I know you're coming
out. Oh, I'm wonderful, Rick. I'm sorry about the confusion on the phone. The dog was barking, and I had to, get rid of her, take her out of the house. So
what, you throw
it?
What do you mean, get rid of her? Well, you killed your dog just to be on this show? That's not.
Yes, I would do anything.
Well, I'm sitting here with your two friends, Mark and Maureen Shulman. Did you listen to the show?
I love them so much. They are so fabulous. And, you know, Maureen, you didn't mention one of the most fun parts of your event is the fabulous food that you serve.
I'll let you do that.
Oh, my God. They have Malnati's pizza. They, of course, have Eli's cheesecake. They have hot dogs, all these iconic foods of Chicago. And that's one of my favorite parts of the event.
Now, you, Candace, have written about the Happiness Club before. I know that.
I've absolutely written about the Happiness Club. And proudly, I will say that one year they honored me, and I got a chance to dance with those extremely talented kids. But, of course, I couldn't keep up, but I tried.
You did great.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Maureen. No, I didn't. You know, this is why I never did line dances. I cannot follow steps. So, you know, they were terrific.
You could not be a member of the Happiness Club, then. Is that what you're
no,
saying?
I don't think I could. I'm a staunch supporter, though, then that's really more important.
So. Candace, you're going to talk to me for a second at the risk of embarrassing my two guests here, but these two people do as much for the charitable life of this city as anybody I know.
You are so right, Rick. If they are not at an event, then the event is not important. And that is the truth. That they are, I mean, Chicago International Film Festival. I mean, every major
what if they,
event.
Should they have
town,
been at the presidential debate a few days ago? You think that would have helped things?
Oh, I'm.
Wait, you mean a big piece of cheesecake in Trump's face?
Well, I don't know. I'm not playing politics here, but you are truly, I mean, you're icons, obviously. You're legendary. The Eli's Cheesecake brand is legendary. But it is the truth. I mean, if they're not there with a cake to celebrate the occasion, it's not happening. I mean, like NASCAR, they were the first, you know, first year this massive, beautiful cake at NASCAR that I saw. I mean, it's there everywhere, and I love it. And when you see them, you just, you know in your heart that it's a good, good party.
Mark, let me ask you again, and I know we've talked about this mm-hmm. before, but this whole sort of the charitable gene that is in you and Maureen and your kids is an Eli Shulman legacy, is it not?
Oh, yes. My father's, you know, first value is charity will never bust you. You know, it was on the menu. It signed when you went to the Ogden huddle at Ogden and Kedzie, if you have no money, we'll feed you free. The sign was supposed to be up for 3 months. It stayed up for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, making a difference. I think what's exciting for Maureen and me and all of us at Eli's is, you know, we're not a huge company, but we can have a huge impact, and it could be our work in the community. It could be cheesecake mm-hmm. donations. I mean, it's so exciting that a cake or two cakes for a charity can become so important. And then the dollars that we give. So I think, you know, Chicago's been great to us, you know, all the mayors of Chicago. And I think this ability to give back and to create these spectacular cakes and serve to make a difference is it makes us feel great, and I think that's what Eli and Eli's has always been all about.
You know, I think your father would be, I knew your father, and I think he would be very proud of that legacy. What do you think he would think of the unbelievable success? I mean, he was in the kitchen. Hey, I'm going to make. Someone didn't like the dessert I have. I'm going to make a cheesecake. That's a long way from that kitchen making a cheesecake to what you have now.
But you know, my dad died in 1988.
Yeah.
But he had seen the success, or the beginning of success. It was Harold Washington going to the Super Bowl in 86 and saying, you know, I have Chicago pizza, I have ribs, I have Eli's cheesecake. We were a brand. You know, he'd talk at his restaurant about, you know, Mr. Wrigley or, you know, the founder of Sara Lee. And he really saw what that product was, the excitement. So many of his friends in the industry who wanted Eli's in their restaurants. So,
right, but it's great
that, you know, so many years later, here we're talking about Eli, and there's no Eli's the place for steak, but there's certainly Eli's cheesecake and now even Eli's cannoli cheesecake.
You know, there's an incredible kind of sad irony in all this is that Eli's the place for steak. sat on what is now the Lurie Children's Hospital, and we lost this week, I think I wrote the obituary this week, of Ann Lurie. Talk to me for a second about her. This is a remarkable, remarkable woman. Candace, give me, talk to her.
Oh, well, there's nothing that she didn't touch with her heart and her philanthropy. I mean, every single person in town, I mean, people shared your comments and your beautiful obituary about her everywhere because, you know, Paws Chicago, she impacted them. There's a cancer center, you know, there for the animals named in her name. And, I mean, she's had a part in everything. It's like, it's a legacy that's lasted ever since, you know, her husband was alive, and she's kept it all up after he passed, and she always said that she went with anything that touched her heart, which I thought was wonderful, no matter how big or how small the nonprofits or whatever she supported was, and it was a horrible loss, and she was so young. I mean, she wasn't that old. It was like 79 or something when she passed, right? And I mean, I only knew her briefly. I knew her from events and, you know, things like that socially, but not
She led a relatively private life for someone of that
Yes.
And, Mark and Maureen, did you know her?
Yeah. Yes, and, you know, when we got in, when they announced that Lurie Children's Hospital was coming to the site, you know, we talked about the park. The park was there before. But imagine this, you know, Eli's a place for state closes. We didn't know what was going to be there. A few years later, you know, Lurie moves from Lincoln Park. And the fact is now they do programming. You know, we do free programming during the summer with Lurie, with Looking Glass, with American Girl, with Hubbard Street, with Broadway in Chicago, all these activities. And we are so excited to partner with Lurie, that those children and their families who look out. So, you know, I think the fact Eli's isn't there, it is now Lurie and her impact, but Eli continues to have impact. And as I walk through the playground today, all those children who are enjoying it.
It's a wonderful kind of synergy. Mark and Maureen Shulman, it's always great to see you. I will let you know what the staff of this fine show thinks of your cheesecake.
We're not going to taste it now.
You can stay while we taste it. I think Krista Flores, the great Krista Flores, has got forks. And Candace, you stick on the phone, and you and I will talk about all the many events this summer.
Very
the most important event for you, ladies and gentlemen, is the Happiness Club benefit, July 14th at Park West. Go to happinessclub.com, and we will be back after the news.